You are listening to Inverse Autasky, the Atari 8-Bit Productivity Podcast, Season 8, Episode 5. Overview.
Welcome once again. I'm your host, Wade, and the featured product this time will help you keep the spelling correct in your correspondence. This is a spelling checker written in machine language. This was a super disc bonus that accompanied the magazine's monthly diskette. The magazine I'm referring to is Antic. This was the fourth such super disc bonus that Antic published. Here's a blurb from the announcement in the Antic October 1987 issue. This fast, powerful machine language program makes it easy to handle as many as 10 personal dictionaries. It works with most DOS text files, such as Atari Writer, Paperclip, etc. As inferred, the publisher is Antic Publishing, and Antic has been discussed before. Refer to Season 2, Episode 18 for more information, and there's a link in the show notes.
News.
Let's take a trip in the Wayback Machine to Season 1, Episode 2, which featured LJK Letter Perfect. I mentioned the software used in LJK-specific DOS, and no others could read it. Well, I was reading the April 1984 Antic magazine, and in the I.O. board section, an astute reader, Donald Nelson, found a way to at least print the directory of the LJK data disks. It appears the disk directory is shifted by two sectors. The Antic editors wrote a small program to get a directory and send it to the screen and printer. I entered it, and it works. They forgot to close the devices, though, so I added that and changed the drive reference to drive 2, and I put some screenshots up on the website.
Technical data.
Personal Spelling Checker was released in 1987. The publisher was Antic Publishing. It was programmed by Brian Schappel and Barry Colby. It does not require BASIC, and it came on disk. It required 48K of memory, and it was free if you had a subscription with disk. Or you could send $5.95, which is $15.98 today, to order the disk. Price today is free. As for a manual, there is not one. The ASCII document of instructions is on the disk. When printed, it is 3.5 pages of a single 40-column text. It describes the core usage and gives a few technical details. As for packaging, there is none. It was a floppy disk included with your monthly subscription.
Usage notes.
Once booted, the screen has a custom display list that divides it into three sections. The first section is a single graphic zero line of dark gray background and white text. The entire line is an inverse video and has centered text that reads, "The Personal Spelling Checker." There is a single black, perhaps graphics 8 line dividing the next section. The next section is 8 graphics 0 lines in the same color as the top title line. Each line has centered text. On the second line, it reads, "By Brian Schappel and Barry Colby." On the fourth line, it reads, "Insert dictionary disk and." And on the sixth line, it reads, "Press return," with return in inverse video. Then there is perhaps 4 graphics 8 lines in black. The last section is all dark blue. Once you choose a dictionary at boot, 0 through 9, the middle and bottom section content changes. Available dictionaries are displayed in the middle gray section. The middle section now has 2 rows of boxes drawn with ATASCII characters. In the first row, there are 2 boxes. The first box has dictionary and the dictionary number you chose. The second box has file and a place for the file name when you choose one to check. The second row has 3 boxes. The first box has free and the amount of free memory. The second box has words and the number of words in the dictionary. And the third box has a count and the number of words in your file. The lower section contains the menu. On the top line, it reads main menu and inverse video. Then there are menu options, followed by a prompt which reads choice, greater than. The menu choices are numbered 1 through 6, and the first letter of each option is in inverse video. You have a choice of using either the number or the letter of the option during the selection. Those 6 menu options are 1. Proof document. You use this to check the spelling in your document. When proofing a document, your disk must have enough room to hold a complete copy of your original document. A temporary corrected copy of your document will be made using the name doc.tmp. At conclusion, the original file is renamed with the .bkp extension for backup, and the doc.tmp file is renamed to the original document file name. Casing of the words doesn't matter. Option 2 is delete word. This allows you to delete a word from the dictionary. Option 3 is view dictionary. This allows you to see the words in the dictionary. You can press a letter and it will display words starting with that letter. Option 4 is add file to dictionary. This lets you create a new dictionary using the words in the current document. Ensure that they are correct. Option 5 is catalog. You use this to see a directory of drives 1 through 4 or 8 for a RAM disk. And the last option 6 is exit PSC. This will exit the program and save modifications to the current dictionary. There is a default dictionary of 26 words, which are at, but, can, do, end, for, get, how, in, jog, know, K-N-O-W, let, me, know, N-O, on, put, quit, read, so, the, up, van, who, zebec, X-E-B-E-C, yes, and zip. Seems like an odd collection of a base 26-word dictionary. While speaking about the dictionary, on a 48K machine, you can have about 6,300 words in a single dictionary. This is assuming an average of words having 5 characters in length. A word's maximum length can be up to 29 characters, and with 10 dictionaries, you could have a larger dictionary of about 63,000 words, but managing those words across them might be a challenge. As for the files, there is one. PSC.exe is the binary file, and you can rename it to autorun.sys to boot it automatically on Atari DOS disks. There's another file called diction.1, which is the default dictionary file. Valid dictionary names are diction.0 through diction.9. The dictionary file format is as follows. Bytes 1 and 2 are the number of words in the dictionary. Bytes 3 through 56 are 27 2-byte pointers that point to each set of words for the alphabet. The last pointer just points to one byte after the end of the dictionary. Bytes 57 and on, this is the table of words for each alphabetic letter. The first letter of each word is omitted, and the last letter of a word is an inverse video.
Fun factoids.
The dictionary file, diction.1, was corrupted on the monthly disk. This was discussed in the I.O. board of a subsequent issue and was supposed to be corrected, but never was. So you have to build your own dictionary.
Summary.
This is going to be a little bit short. In summary, it is slow. Searching a single word file against a dictionary with 1,286 words took 25 seconds. Adding the word to the dictionary took an additional 35 seconds. Saving the dictionary to disk at exit then took 2 minutes 42 seconds. When proofing a larger file and adding several words, there are periodic slowdowns that you must endure while it works to add those words to the dictionary. It doesn't happen with every word, maybe every tenth or so. It's implied that you can have up to 10 dictionaries. You will likely need them and have to run your document through each one. Why? It doesn't handle word variation very well. If you have the word work, for example, to check the spelling of works, worked, and working, each of those words must be in the dictionary. Other professional word processors look at the core word parts and apply word endings. The same is true for some prefixes. And as alluded to just moments ago, using multiple dictionaries is not fluid. To do so, you must check your document with the first, then stop, load the next dictionary, and then rerun the check. Repeat this process as needed. I didn't really enjoy using this software too much. What I like about it? It's easy to build your own custom dictionary. What I dislike about it? Speed. It is rather slow. From a 1987 perspective, would I use it? Maybe. It would depend on if I had access to any other spell checker. There were several word processors that had spell checking at this point in time. If I didn't have one of those, then maybe, but most likely I'd try to find an integrated solution. From a retro perspective, would I use it? No, it's just too slow. Using an emulator and speeding the process up still consumes too much time. Using it strictly on real hardware would be painful. The commercial products with integrated spell checkers are the way to go for retro. For a bit rating, I'm going to give this 4 bits. It is polished, and it works okay, but it's very slow. It also doesn't handle word variants well, which means your dictionary has to be much larger than it actually needs to be.
Listener feedback.
I did receive some feedback recently, and it's appreciated, regarding Season 8, Episode 4, the last one featuring Compute Speed Calc. First, Gyark the Warden sent a message on Alcatraz BBS and writes, "This has been a pretty good month or so. Every Monday, I go to work, and a new IA, or Inverse Ataski, or Antic Files episode is available. Thanks for writing, Gyark. I believe I replied to the message, and for everyone listening, this trend will continue through August when Season 8 concludes. I'm not sure how long of a break, if any, I will take for the Antic Files in the winter, though." Also regarding the SpeedCalc episode on Mastodon, I received a message from Darren G, who writes, "Thank you so much for this. I still remember typing this in. It gave me street cred with the Nova Scotia Atari Computer Users Group. I used to go with my father to get the most from his new 130XE. Good times. I asked about the experience of typing it in and how many tries it took. If you recall, this is the one that isn't all MLX, and just number after number after number after number. I also asked about the default color as the listing was printed, and he replied, maybe a few times, but the MLX checksum kept me from redoing more than a few lines, but slow going for sure. As for color, we were using a cheap 12-inch black and white TV, so color was not an issue. We soon bought CinCalc, combined with Atari Writer Plus, and a 1027 printer. We had our workstation for my father's retirement writing. We also got an XM301 modem for local BBSing. Good memories, but a long time ago. Thanks again. And thank you again for taking time to write and correspond with me. I like hearing how people use their machines for more than just gaming. I don't think that you could have picked any finer software for the workstation. Solid choices all around. And one last item. Roland from Atari Wiki contacted me via email regarding SpeedCalc, thanking me for mentioning Atari Wiki. He gave me 3 items he is looking for, and I'm hoping someone has copies that they can help get archived. Those are Atari CX402, Accounts Receivable System, Atari CX403, Inventory Control System, and a trio of Atari products that make up the Dow Jones Investment Evaluator, CX8124, CX8125, and CX8127. If you have any of these, contact myself or Roland so they can be archived.
Special thanks.
First, I want to thank WizWars for the chiptune 8-bit raceway used in the intro. I want to thank you for continuing to listen, and I need to thank Antic for such a great publication.
Goodbye.